Siman Lamed Aleph.
Sif
Beis Sif Katan Zayin. Okay, now the your kavana is when you put them on that the one which is whichever one is right, you're wearing both at the same time. Whichever one is correct, that one you want to be yotzi your mitzvah with. You can't have mechaber for both for tefillin because one is truly halachically is incorrect. So first of all, it's not correct. It wouldn't be true. Second of all, it's a baltoisif. Now, if you look at the Shartzi and he brings the Bach, holds it's Baltoisif of the Raisu. The Taz and Machashech will say it's not the Raisu, it's only the Rabbona. It's Baltoisif of Bakuponim, be Rabbona. Now, so it means, because one of the, that we discussed yesterday, the idea that the fact that they're distinct and separate might be a reason why it's not considered Baltoisif. And it's not something, according to the opinion, this is not tefillin, it's like a totally different item. So still the Bach holds that sentence to the rice. So he has to one, it's for two spam, it's just some, he's putting on some leather straps. Because one's kosher, one, and the other one obviously is kosher, whichever one it is, with now, but it's cut now. Now the Mishabura gets involved and explains why wouldn't there really be a baltoisif over here? For he says there's two distinct arguments over here. A, echad shecha mehem hu posel. Ubei shekol echad oimed b'fnei atzma. So, one is posel, so it's not tefillin b'chlal. And the second one is because each one is distinct. So as opposed to what we discussed yesterday, you have five sections of a tefillin, which you're adding on another section. Over here, it's a separate item totally. Now,
because they're not connected one to the other physically, is that what you mean?
Right, correct.
So once if you decided to take two lulavim on sukkahs,
well,
and they're both kosher lulavim, that would also be two separate things.
Let's see. He puts on two pairs of tefillin which are ksherim. Let's say two Rashi's. Okay. Or tefillin shel roish osher shel chamisha batim. Or he made a tefillin shel roish with five. Ben shaso mitchila shel chamisha. Shaso shel arba vechibul achar kach oid bayasech. Whether he made it five or he made it four and he attached a fifth. Over bezal lav v'altos. If a person argues that the mitzvah is to wear two pairs of tefillin, that's not true. There's no mitzvah to wear two pairs of tefillin. There is a mitzvah to wear, but somebody asked me yesterday about tzitzis. The mitzvah is whatever garment you're wearing, you have a mitzvah to have, which is four-cornered, you have a mitzvah to put tzitzis in. So you can have multiple garments which have four corners, and therefore you have multiple mitzvahs of tzitzis. That's the mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah to wear two pairs of tefillin. So if you add a second pair of tefillin, or you change your pair and you add more to it, either of those will be baltoisif. That fifth section wasn't totally attached, it was just tied together. That would be considered that the tefillin are not that you've changed the tefillin in a form of baltoisif, and then you're not going to be yotzi mitzvah. Why is that? Because if you added a fifth section, even just like an ekshira, so because the more in Sanhedrin, the more it says that something about Tosef is dealing with.
Evening, Dr. Cooper.
Yeah, sometimes see, I find that so frustrating when you do that. I'm trying to think, and you're talking right in my ear. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Is talking about.
Please don't do that.
The Moritz Sanhedrin is talking about.
I told you before not to do that.
The din of Sokin Mamre. Then Zaken Mamre, that it has to be something which is Ikroi Midaraisa. It's based on it's starting with the pasuk, and a Pirusha Midrabanan, and he would then be Murray Kanega that. That's what the din is. Din Zaken Mamre. So Murray gives an example. If you come along, he would say. And by doing so, he changed the din of the item. So the more said, the example is five parshis in tefillin. Why five parshis in tefillin? Because since the lachot is only four parshis, and if you add a fifth, why does it make? If the more said, it makes a puzzle. Why does it make a puzzle? Because since the lachot that the outer one has to be reisa avir, has to basically face outwards towards the avir, and it doesn't because now there's something there next to it. So that takes away the status of the kashrus of the tefillin. That's the point over there in the Gemara. Okay.
What has to face outward?
The Gemara says that
the air,
that the parsha has to be able to has to be what the Gemara calls it, right? That the outer bias of the four batim has to be reyas ha'aver, has to be able literally to see the, I mean, the facing outwards. There's nothing next to it.
Yeah,
whatever the outer bar she is, either side, wherever side he puts it on the cottage side, or he puts it on the other side.
I'm going to say he puts it in the back or in the front. Then he doesn't have that problem.
He wouldn't have that problem. No, sure. Now, so that's. If a person is not able to feel that he could place both of them properly on where they're supposed to be at the same time, shneim yachad pirush kashehalik shneim basachas lo yuchel lechaven hamokim shiya kol echad munach hamokim. Then he feels he's not going to be able to place them properly in the right place by putting both at the same time. Can't circle kosher mal kuponim takeim zechus eberli hepsik. So this opinion then says what you do is you put one on after the other. That's where the bracha will go on both of them. You're putting the second ones based on the bracha. Again, so the second version, what you do is you put on the, let's say, Rashi first. You make the bracha, put on Rashi. Immediately you take off Rashi, you put it right on top. So the bracha, you haven't spoken in between, so the bracha goes on both.
And when do you say Krishna?
And then... I would imagine that in that situation you put your Rashi back out and say and daven afterwards.
So you're putting on, you're making a bracha, you're putting on Rashi, then you're putting on Ravenu Tam, then you're taking off Ravenu Tam, you're putting on Rashi saying Krishna, and then putting Ravenu Tam on and saying Krishna again.
Why would
is that what you're saying? I mean, that's
no. What you would do is you'd put on the Rashi right place.
Right.
Then you'd move Rashi to the side and put on the Ravenu Tam in the right place. And then you move Rashi back to the right place and continue davening.
And but the Ravenu Tam is in the wrong place.
Right, or you take it off at that point in time.
But then, okay, so then you're not saying Krishna with Ravenu Tam. So.
Correct, right. The second version, the point, what he's just gaining is that the bracha goes on both. You're able to think of bracha on both because there's no hefsek of any deeper in between the two acts of hanocha.
Is davening considered a hefsek?
I would assume so.
And since the Rashi tefillin is on the side, there's no. If the bracha will go on it even after you put it back in its place. Because you're not saying Shema Amitim.
Well, you took it off, I'm going to ask to put it back. Yeah, sure. That's not worse than taking a bum, I'm going to put it back. You're not putting both at the same time, you're putting one next to the other. Now, the gears which we have on the Shulchan Aruch, you take it off. The Shabur seems to say you don't have that gear. So, and he was suggested that, according to this version, that you actually do end up wearing two threads of tefillin at the same time. The only difference is that the first version, you actually do the hanoch of both basachas. The second version, you do the hanoch of one after the other. But you end up wearing both. Then the one which is kedivrei yachod, the mechaber says the word of now the mechaber did said either one, like either one you can do Rashi's first or Ben Tam first. However, the Chronim say that the one which you would make the bracha on would be Rashi. That's the one you'd want to have him, you'd want to put on immediately after the bracha. You put on the shalyad and the shalrosh of that opinion. Now, Kron Machaber Bracha Achas, Kron Machaber, you make one bracha for the Shalyad and the Shalrosh. You make your one bracha, put on the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, and then you go back and put on the other Shalyad and the Shalrosh. Pimen again on Beshte Brachas, Chanabasim Chafei, Achachinich Etzam Zugashniyim. So now it comes out, so remember, according to the first way he was doing it, you put on both Shalyads at the same time, both Shalrosh at the same time. He says, you can't do that. So now the Mishnah takes out the words with Salka Miyad. He says, you don't remove. So you end up with wearing two pairs of tefillin. The way we have on the Shulchan Aruch, you sound like you put on one, take it up on the other. Mishnah says, no, leave the words, take out those words with Salka Miyad. It means you're going to leave it on. But you're not proficient at putting on both at the same time. So then it's not proper to put on the Shalyad and then another Shalyad and then the Shalrosh and Shalrosh. You should put on the Shalyad of the of Rati Rashi. And then the Shalrosh of Rashi, because that has to go together as one unit. Then you go back and put on a second act of Hamacha of the Reino Tam and of the Shayad and the Shalrosh. Bishop Masi Benayim Hanacha Shalrosh Shalazugarish. So it comes out, when you make a bracha on the Shayad, you say, well, my bracha on the Shayad goes on both pairs of tefillin. Yeah, but I said a bracha for the Ashkenazim, I said a second bracha on the Shalrosh. According to the Svaradim, you make one bracha for the Shayad and Shalrosh. He makes a bracha, puts on the Shayad, puts on the Shalrosh, puts on the Shayad, puts on the Shalrosh. So I understand, he didn't speak in between, he made one bracha. According to Ashkenazim, he put on the Shayad. He made a bracha, put on the Shayad. He made a bracha, put on the Shalrosh, and he's going back to put on another Shayad. He was mafzik with the bracha and the Shalrosh in between. Balbi Shemafzi Beneyim. You're doing the act of anocha plus a bracha. But it's not a hefsek because the bracha of the shayad goes on the shalrosh also.
That's
clear that you're supposed to connect the hanach of the shayad to the shalrosh. If you put on a second pair in between, there's going to be interruption. Hanach is interruption. Putting on a shayad. You're putting on the shayad on. If Rashi's right, then what are you doing putting the male toms on? So that's not an option. So the only option we have is to do it like this. We say that the bracha of the Shalrosh, the Maisa, is referring to the mitzvah tefillin also. It's not considered a hepsik. Now,
in the Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Allah, it is also not a hepsik.
I would imagine you would say that you wait till after the second Hanukkah to do that. That's what I imagine.
But the whole reason you say Baruch Shem is because it's a suffix on the bracha. So there's a suffix on the first bracha too. It's not, you know, it's...
No, see, the Baruch Shem, we hold Mikra didn't really the Ikra Pesach, because we hold you make two brachas.
Right.
Because if you hold Mikra, then you don't, it's a Sofik, you wouldn't make a bracha on your Sofik.
Right.
See, all the Ikra then is you make two brachas.
Right.
So you make the two brachas, and we'll leave the Baruch Shem until a little later.
Till when?
After you put on the second pair.
After you put on the Rabbeinu Tam's pair.
Right, because he's Mr. Berzlin, and you wear both.
How soon, if putting Tvila on aside for a second, if you made a mistake in a bracha, you said the wrong bracha, whatever. You're supposed to say Baruch Hashem Kvod Mechus Olam, but is there a time constraint on when you're supposed to say it?
So
is it supposed to be as soon as you realize?
The Rambam says you should say it as quickly as possible.
Okay, so right. then you mess that here, up.
Well, this is as quickly as possible under the circumstances.
All we're doing is worrying about that second bracha on the Rabbeinu Tam. It's not you are putting it on, so it's not like you're not putting it on. Now we're like.
But I can't.
We're worrying about the bracha on a suffix. I mean, a real.
No, but the baruch shem is a hefsek to your bracha and your shayad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, if you find,
I assume most people put on a ben and tam spell and they just do it without a bracha. I assume.
Tell
they
people,
do it after shemane etzer or something like that, and they do it without a bracha.
Correct.
Finish business. At least they put it on.
So let's say a person can't wear both at the same time. He can't either put them on mamish simultaneously or even one after the other and wear both at the same time. He has part of his, he has some type of irritation whether he can't wear both pairs of tefillin. Or he feels uncomfortable wearing it. He puts on Rashi. Later on, he puts on the Hamikar, the dinner. We pass on the Iker Pesach is like Rashi. You'll be yotzei to the Beit Tam and putting it on later on after davening is over. Now, the Imer Locha Shachach, the Ma'od Sarach, Lizor, Shalom Yechabim, and Nachosim, Rach, Mishum Sveka, Bola Bistam, and the Shem Mitzvah. When you put in the Ben Otam, you should not be Mechabim, and the Shem Mitzvah, because you're going to have a problem of possibly an Isser of Baltoisif, or actually, the Mishabir Locha raises a question, might be over Baltigra. Right, because you're wearing, you know, you're real career, you're career thrilling the whole day. So the fact you're wearing, you're putting on, I mean, I can put on one pair of thrilling for davening. I have my davening pair, I might have my working pair. You know, I work out in the fields, so I don't want to use my nice pair of thrilling for working. So theoretically, a person can have his davening pair, a very nice pair, and he can have the pair that he wears during the day. So the fact you're wearing a second pair is not a problem. The problem here is that this pair is done in such a way which, according to Rashi, is possible. So according to Rashi, it's possible you're doing a maisa of kilu, it's a shei mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah. So you removed part of the process of the mitzvah. That's like a belt. Rashi, so he, the Bira Locha contemplates, it's called baltigra. Baltigra is when you do the mitzvah lacking something. You take only three part, minim in the lulav instead of 4 minim. So over here, I'm lacking one of the parshas is in the improper place. So he contemplates that possibility. So you say you're doing another shem mitzvah, just because of mesafik. You're talking mechav on the same sofik. Vakra tefilo. Now, so when he says achra tefilo, what does that mean? Achra tefilo means after davening. I don't get in. I remember the Abba Simon Chafes. If you give, you wait till the proper time to remove the tefillin, either after the kedushas of Walitzian or after the kaddish after Walitzian. He brought from the result, preferably after the kaddish after Aleinu. But look, he'll achol tefillin the Rashi and Menichim the Brenel Tam take a lacher kedushas shel Shmon Esrei. The Mishabura holds it's improper to change after kedushas of Shmon Esrei. You wait till the finish of davening. You wear tefillin like you're supposed to, the whole davening. And then you put it on, you want to put another pair, that's your business. Now, v'emes mo'vat sho'isim sh'lokadin ha'vor le'abba simich ha'fei, except you'd give them all. Tzarech l'chavim and tefillin yurkes la'ashatz will yelasik b'dvar barakar. Besides the fact that there's a halacha that you're supposed to wear tefillin until after kedusha zuba l'tzion, or now according to this, what you did, Rashi Dikr Pesach, you're not wearing tefillin anymore. You took every tefillin before kedusha zuba l'tzion. So it's very nice you want to be machmer. Your chumra is a kula. You're not doing the lacha, wearing tefillin through, preferably till after the kaddish after Walitzian. But besides that, you're not supposed to be involved in other things during Chazaras Hashatz. The guys, you're supposed to be focusing on answering to the chazan. So and nowadays, like, you know, many times people are not focusing on answering to the chazan. Listen, I'm not any worse than the guy shmuzing. I'm only doing a mitzvah. Okay, I understand that thought process, but that's not the chachil either. You know, the chachil person is supposed to focus on chazar shashatz, so he shouldn't be doing anything else. So, and under the circumstances, he shouldn't be doing oisib b'davar acher. Now, he did mention before by Chol HaMoed. It's interesting. I think I mentioned to you that. So this issue. When it comes to, let's say, Chol HaMoed, so where people who wear tefillin take it off before challah. So what's the proper unhaka? So there's two opinions. One opinion says that you wear tefillin through Shmon Esrei, through Chazar Shashatz, because you're not supposed to be doing anything else than Chazar Shashatz. And then you wait for a second, you take off your tefillin and you say challah. Or if you, whatever, if you, you know, takes a minute or take off your tefillin and then you say challah. So therefore, you're not being oisik with a baraka during Chazar Shashatz. Others argue that there should not be any type of interruption between Chazar Shashatz and the Howl, because Howl is considered connected to the tefillah. Therefore, in this situation, we're going to be lenient to allow you to take off your tefillah during Chazar Shashatz. So there's both opinions. Right? So, but over here, but that's over there because you have a compelling reason, an argument why you should be taking off the Chazaras Hashatz, because you're not supposed to see mafsik between that and the Hala. So we understand why we're being makel on this, because there's a chumrah on that side. But over here, what's the excuse? We hold the Kippur like Rashi, so therefore, really, you should wear the tefillin the whole time. So not only are you not waiting to them, which is a kula, but you're also doing something else through Chazaras Hashatz, which is a baitar kula. What's your excuse? So that you have no excuse for. Okay, so so he says, wait till end of davening to take off the rash, you put on the reno tam, and then you repeat the parasha Shema Bohim Shemoyim. Now, he's not coming to exclude Kaddish Bohim, Kiriyecho, because Mikra didn't have to say Kaddish and Kiriyecho. He's coming to exclude parasha Sitzes. Tetzvo, Shema Bohim Shemoyim. I will insert parasha Sitzes. Okay, but you do not need to say the third. We say Shema, we say three parashiyos. Over here, you put on tefillin rabbeinu tam, and you say the first two parashiyos of Shema, the Shema parasha of Shema, and the parasha of Hayim Shemaya. Kichashasha the Shema Hayir Eder Sheker. Excuse me, Kartikin Mishtei parashiyos. That the point you want to say over here is that you're wearing tefillin and you're saying Shema. Wearing tefillin, so let's go back. Why are you repeating Shema over here? Let's say it the other way around. Why are you repeating Shema? You already said Shema. You're in the mitzvah of Shema. Because, you say like this, if Rashi is wrong, Rabbeinu Tam is right, it comes out you said Shema without wearing tefillin. So I want to repeat Shema now to say, Lu Yitzur, that Rabbeinu Tam was right, I am now fulfilling the mitzvah of saying Shema, wearing tefillin and not being made Eder Sheker Batzmi, saying the mitzvah of putting on tefillin and not doing it. So that's relevant for the first two parashiyos. I've said the parashiyos with the command of wearing tefillin, and I'm wearing tefillin because if Rashi is wrong, now I'm finally getting it right. I'm saying the mitzvah of command of wearing tefillin, and I'm wearing tefillin. But there's no reason to repeat tzitzis. So the Rambam says it's actually preferred to follow opinion number three, not to do it wear it b'basachas, put it on b'basachas, wear it b'basachas, but you put it on afterwards. If that's going to be true, a person wears tefillin the whole day, he should wear Rashi as his tefillin. Not like wear Rashi for davening and then switch around the time for the rest of the day. You wouldn't do that.
That's
correct.
He only mentions about Yirei Shamayim to do it. What about if somebody's that his father wore it and his grandfather wore it for Rebbe Tamsil? He does consider himself a Yerei Shemayim because he's a firm guy, but his family minig is always to be wearing Rebbeinu Tam's film. Is that a category in this at all, or is that not a consideration?
I think nowadays it's become common enough, and that this of the Yerei Shemayim was A, committing you to do it, and B, it should remove the you're, well, you're a person who's roy to do it. Nowadays, if that's my minig, everybody does it because of the minig, so you have little kids doing it. I mean, so little kids doing it, so like, I'm not worse than them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's that sif, which we'll get to. Gimel. Well, Yasekhet Elamisha, back in the Mechaber, Elamisha Musik, Mephorsim Bechasidus. The ma'aseh, this hug of wearing both, is a person who deserves. It looks like a gaiva. Otherwise, certain people deserve to be certain unique halachas because that's what they are. Now, said the Mishabura, Tezayim Kain. How do I feel? Yitzel Lidichem Nark Achar Tefillah. Wearing it for Basachas for sure is quite unique. You better be right to do that. But even after davening, it's only a person who deserves to say that he's general committed. So you don't look at what he's doing as something like he's acting as a Malgai. Because of Rehate, if the Ish Echad Choyu Noeg Honeach Tefillah Dervin Otam Lachar Tefillah Befer Hesya Befnei Akohol Yemesek Yuro. So there's a person like, I mean, you have to see like this. Nobody in the town is putting on Reno Tam. And this guy, one guy is there, every morning after that, and he takes out, he puts it in the Reno Tam. Like, So he said, is that looking like a balgaiva? Pasuk with shuvas marash halevi, the mesik yurdo, mitzach shivatel min hager. It's improper what he's doing, and he should stop doing that. Chay kasev shuvas shuvas Yaakov, shafili mixes oisin yesh b'mishum yurdo. V'menichem if they adam galu she'ein loig l'hanichem kiim b'kerav beisoy v'ali mesik yurdo ein shom. So the talmud chacham in the town does it privately, and you do it publicly. Shkoyach. Okay. Okay. Bechassidus, Shimish Arlam Noikin Karashi, Nira Kiura, Misha Khashi Lahakman Latsu Visa. Imanu Musik Shemachman Latsu Gamkim Ashar, the Roman person is always very careful, and everything he does with deals with tremendous heroes, we understand that such a person is proper that he should be doing this also. But with Tam Gai, what Mehekatesi? Let's see, your Elamah, your Bagaiva. If you look at the Shari Tshuva, Sivkat Mvav, it's the first line of the Shari Tshuva. So he says, he brings the Berkei Yosef, he says, Kashav Shemekamer Seiro, Roiv Tev Seyatara, Umixis Bali Batam, Menichem Derben Otam Gam Kenim Lomesu Kiyurda. So he says that nowadays, in his place, where almost all the Tamid Chacham and even some of the Balabatim are wearing tefillin, that's called normal. For them, it's not a gaiva anymore. Once it became standard, it became standard.
Where was he from?
The Birkei Yosef, that's the Chidor. Probably means in Yerushalayim, or, you know, Eretz Yisrael.
He was in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. Now, Abba Shal Shimusha Rabba, Ein Lo Niach Raka Mutsu B'chassidus, there's a sefer called Shemusha Rabba. Shemusha Rabba was a early sefer. I'm not sure exactly when it was written, but the Rosh already quotes the Shemusha Rabba. Tosfos quotes the Shemusha Rabba, so it was. And he had a different version of how to put in the parshiyos. He had a third version. So the Shemusha Rabba's tefillin, you know, said, listen, the Rebbe Tam is already, you know, we're doing already. This guy says, L'zei frum, elegnach the Rashi and the Rebbe Tam and oich the Shemusha Rabba. You know, again, so only a person who's extraordinary in his anhagas should be doing that. Otherwise, it's a mesik yura. The Vilna Gaon actually, when he said his argument that you can end up with 64 pairs of tefillin, one of his arguments was, well, why are you not putting on the Shemusha Rabba's tefillin?
Is that what he said?
That was one of his arguments. You know, if you're putting on Rashi in the time, you might as well put a Shemusha Rabba also. So that's a good point.
Shemusha Rabba actually was before them.
Right.
It was before who?
He's before Rashi or the Rebbe Tam.
Shayan before him.
And so then you just finish off the last thought. He says, "Omer Meir Chaim Vital, Meir Chaim Vital, B'shar Kedusha Kosa B'chlal Amitzus Lasus Tefillin Mishumush Rabba." B'chol Kosa M'Shem Ramaz Shein Laniach Rak B'Mincha. Okay, so he'd wear the Tefillin of the Shumush Rabba for Mincha. Okay, that was when he would wear it. But he did say a person should wear the tefillin of the Shemusha Rabba also. Again, I don't know who's referring to. He's referring to a person who's moved by Chassidus probably. I've never seen anybody wearing tefillin of the Shemusha Rabba. I mean, that's not that I know of. Maybe I have, but not that I know of. Okay. Sif Dalet. So you have your Rashi pair and you have your Ben Tam pair of tefillin. So lo yaniach shnei azugas b'kis echad. You can't put the Rashi in the middle time in the same pouch. Sheichem hen chol v'asul hanichoi b'kis tefillin el yasher shnei kisim simin lachol kis shol yiten shol zeh b'zeh. The rule is that the pouch which you're miyachad for the purpose of holding tefillin, you're not allowed to put anything else in there. So let's say that the velvet bag which we use, you shouldn't be putting it inside the bag. The plastic bag which goes around it, many people put other things there. So when you put it there, chavkila, you put something else in there, you're making a tanai that you're not being miyachad after for the tefillin. But the bag, the velvet pouch, you're being miyachad for the tefillin. If you're miyachad for the tefillin, if Rashi's right, what is this thing doing here? This is not tefillin. So it's, you're not using it for that. Or vice versa. So you can't put both in the same container. So you put them in separate containers. Yurches. Now, Zatim Shabura, well, I have an Eitzah. lo yaniach umar shehilzman hakis mitchila rako dasechem mehem. The whole problem is because I mentioned that there's a musig of a tanai. You can make a tanai. I can say that I'm using this pouch to hold my tefillin and my sitter and my mirror and my parshas hakteiros, and you know, I'll sting, you know, you can do that, and that's fine. But you can't, if you have dastam, you put your tefillin in, or you simply say it's for tefillin, done, it's for tefillin, you can't put anything else in. But for Chachil, you had das. I'm going to put this tefillin and this other thing called resource ba'al. Okay, so I was miyachah for both purposes. Kisachod shel tefillin kinnam masayim. I would take a talus mutal niach shneiim. You could put both Rashi and Tam together in the tikka of the talus. Filu heim below tikim. They're not in any other pouch. The reyatik miyuchad gamal derecho. Compared to tefillin, a talus is the brachos. We can put the talus in. You can put in these straps. Who are talus? And one of them is considered a chol. Who chol? Memela dosa lahakliv akisim. Now, once that's true, you can't switch pouches either, because whatever you're miyachad for Rashi, if Rashi is right, you can't use it for ben otam. It's taking a kiss, which is used for a devar mitzvah, for davar shem kedusha. You cannot use it for a davar chol anymore, or vice versa. Koshkan about the ritzuas or parshias, you can't switch the batim or the ritzuas or the parshias once they've been menuchid. In other words, everything's the same. Maybe one difference in how you write the psuch and the stuma. So I, you know, my tefillin Rebbein Otam was wearing out. I want to get a new pair of Rashi anyway, so I'll take the parshias with my Rashi and I'll stick in the Rebbein Otam. You can't do that. Mishal Rashi Rebbein Otam or Yipchut. If a person has never used, in other words, we said that we hold as mona lav milsahim, that just designating something is not considered a mitzvah, a full designation yet. So what does that mean? So you've designated this item is to function for a davar shem kedusha, but to say that you designate for the point to exclusion of something else till you actually used it, that's not enough. So I never used it for any tefillin yet. I just designated it. So we always want a lot of milsi. Then I could switch it from one to the other. So I can't take the parshas out and switch them around. If I never wore these tefillin yet, nobody's ever worn these tefillin yet. These tefillin were made, never worn. I could theoretically take out the parshas and switch it from Rashi to Rebbein Otam. But once it's been used one time, it's too late. Tonight will not work for that purpose. To change it, according to Rashi, the Rebbein Otam is possible tefillin. It says chol. You can't make the tonight in davar shem kedusha. Because we're going to the matzah ritzuas when you day him shor Rashi or shor Rebbein Otam. So now means the ritzuas that they use for Rashi, you may not put in a tefillin used for tefillin of Rebbein Otam. I say fine ritzuas. I'm not sure which one they are. Were they Rashi ritzuas? Were they ritzuas used for Rashi or ritzuas used for Rebbein Otam? Yuchol nicham laparsha shor Rashi. The Ruben menicham shor Rashi. You can assume it's probably from Rashi tefillin. And on three long gam came the Rashi Iker umal makadosh. Furthermore, even if it was Rebbein Otam, taking from Rebbein Otam to Rashi may be his mutter, because the Iker psak is like Rashi, that's called malam bekadosh. Vayim berheite berhalacha, where he raises the question whether we can, we can argue malam bekadosh or not over here. Not only can you use this in conjunction with the Sura of Roy, but it's, when you know it's Vaday, you're taking a Rebbein Otam for Rashi. Rebbein Otam Rashi is possible. So you can't do that. No. We possibly really Rashi is right. And we're being machmir for the Rebbein Otam. So what we're really saying is really because these are not tefillin. So fine. So then I can take them from non tefillin and make them into tefillin. That's Malam Bekardesh. There's some kind of one argue like that. Amish Rashi, the Rebbein Otam, obviously is also Litzu B'chol Kavni. Some argue like that, but Lamaisa, he's not suggesting to do like that. Okay, new point. If you put on Rashi first, the person went into his talis bag, he put on his Rebbein Otam pouch first. So Yenichim, put it to the side. Yavirim, put them to the side. Kiladan Rashi Iker Blahavi Bezeh Eim Avirim Mitzvus. I'm not passing my mitzvah. Rashi is the mitzvah. Rambam is not the mitzvah for us. Avo Bekein Lachatzila Yizur Shal Yobel Lekap. But it still would be preferred not to get involved in that. New point, even though people wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed, they don't wear Reino Tam tefillin in Chol HaMoed. What are we doing? According to the Zohar, you may not wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed. So it's bad enough that we're Macher because of the suffering. We were Rashi, because Rashi holds Zikr Psak. But to go and make do a Chumrah of wearing tefillin in Chol HaMoed, when Betzim, the Kohen Zohar, you should not be wearing any tefillin at all, that's not proper. Tisha B'av v'lamincha yonichem haroitzu. We don't wear tefillin b'shachas and Tisha B'av, we put it on by mincha. So a person wants to put on his Rashi and then also take those off and put on his Shulchan. If he wants to, we could. That's not a problem. In other words, we don't say it's that's really Tisha B'av shouldn't wear tefillin at all. But what are you supposed to do? You have to wear tefillin sometime during the day. But okay, well, that's only Rashi. But around time, that we don't say. That's not the same level of chumrah as wearing it in Chol HaMoed. Okay, let's hold it here.